You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Stephen Marcus. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Steve, we've spoken before in interview format a couple times, and your interview and my interview went over very well. People loved it. They loved to hear you speak, give your opinion about certain things. And the last interview we did was about Trump, because you have spent many, many years in the construction industry, so you did have some interaction with Trump, and that was a great story that you told about that. But what we're going to talk about today is the military charity, the veteran charity called the Disabled American Veterans, of which you and I were formerly members of until both of us were no longer members. And we can talk about that as well. But what's called the IRS Form 990 was just released. And what that does is that basically shows you, at least what they report, the financial condition of the charity. And it lets you know how much money was donated to it, what kind of salaries were taken from it. And it's pretty shocking, to say the least. I want to get into that in great detail in a moment, Steve, but before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little background about who you are?
Okay, I was born in 1942. I entered military service. I was 17 and a half years old. I got hurt in the military and wound up getting a medical discharge. According to the Veterans Administration, I've been a 100% disabled veteran since 1994. I have a background in engineering, and also I have a background in writing, and I've written a couple of books about my experiences in the construction industry. I was forced to retire because of my medical decisions, as I said, in 1994, but unfortunately I had a stroke about 2 years ago. I can no longer drive. I'm blind in my right eye and have limited use of my right arm. Having said that, the Disabled American Veterans, I left that organization because I felt it was a corrupt organization from the very top. I have a lot of friends who are active members of the DAV, but on the local level, and they do good work, or they try to do good work in the local community with the veterans and so forth. But at the very top of the Disabled American Veterans, to me, they're all bloodsuckers. They draw tremendous salaries. I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but as I recall, after reading several independent reports, of all the money they take in, what they spend in salaries, they give out maybe 17, 18% if they're lucky. They're self-serving. They fly an airplane, and they get guys like that actor. I can't think of his name right now. You can.
Danny Aiello?
Yeah, Danny Aiello goes on television. When I ran into Danny Aiello, because he doesn't live that far from me, I told him, I said, you know, Danny, I loved you as an actor, but somebody's giving you bad news because the Disabled American Veterans is a ripoff. But I'll tell you, I don't think it's any better from what I hear in the American Legion or the other disabled veterans. All these guys are grabbing big money at the top because the American people feel sorry. And they should, but in a different way for the disabled. At least Donald Trump is trying to do something for the veterans directly. He ain't taking a dime. These bloodsuckers take money. They take all the money that comes in. They give out a little bit. Oh, look what we did. The Disabled American Veterans. They fly a plane all over the country. What the hell does that do for the Disabled American Veterans? When the veterans hospitals, half of them, are billions of dollars over budget. Guys wait online, they die. It was recorded, I think it was, that, what is it, 20 veterans a day die waiting in line in the Veterans Administration? Everybody gives lip service. That's all they do. And I'm fed up with it.
Let's get into actually some of the numbers here, Steve, because you and I talked about this prior to the interview. But I want to just read the compensation that these people pay themselves. And again, for the benefit of the listeners, the Disabled American Veterans is a charity. It's a military charity. And their purpose is to obviously assist the veterans. And like you said, not only are veterans who serve their country honorably waiting in line for medical care that they're supposed to be able to receive, they're dying while waiting. And the VA itself is pulling in a lot of money, and they're very corrupt. But this organization here is supposed to help the veterans. But what I was going to say was, besides that fact that you brought up, that there are people dying waiting to get medical care, there are also, it's projected, about 250,000 veterans at any one time living on the streets of this once great nation. So it's not just the fact that veterans who have homes are dying. there are 250,000 veterans that have no home.
It's totally disgraceful that we do this, really and truly. These are people, patriots, who served the country honorably. Remember, when we raised our right hand, we swore to uphold the Constitution, and if necessary, we would give our life for our country. But at the same time, we expected that if we got hurt, we'd be taken care of. And they're not being taken care of. I mean, I'm fortunate that I was able to get my VA money. I get it monthly, my disability. I've been 23, 24 years, 100% disabled veteran. But I fought. It took me 8.5 years of fighting the VA to finally get my money. It's a shame what we do for our veterans. And to have people like the disabled American veterans, whose name sounds, oh, they're 100 years old, it sounds so, all they're doing is lining their own pockets. To have a guy who's pulling in nearly $600,000 a year, sitting in an ivory white tower someplace, what the hell is he doing for the veterans? That he flies an airplane across the country? It's a disgrace.
You're right, Steve. You're absolutely right. And let's go over some of these numbers right now, because it is shocking. The head of the Disabled American Veterans, which they call the National Adjutant, well, he's actually National Adjutant, CEO, and Secretary, it looks like. His total compensation for 2016 was $527,292. A part of that, $225,450, was retirement and other deferred compensation. So about $250,000, this guy who runs a military veteran charity, he gets $250,000 every year that's not taxed that he could set aside for his retirement so he could live very comfortably while, like you said, veterans are dying to get into the hospital. And as I said, $250,000 of them are living on the streets. He brought home in 2016 for running a military veteran charity $527,292. That's just him. Then you've got the next highest paid individual, Barry Jesenoski, who is the executive director, National Headquarters. He brought in $376,000 and change. And then you've got the general counsel, Christopher Clay, who's the attorney there for the DAV, $364,470. And the list goes on. You've got another person, $318,000. You've got $285,000, $283,000. And then the guy who used to be the national adjutant for many years, who's credited for bringing the disabled American veterans into the limelight, is this guy Arthur Wilson. Now, he's no longer serving in any capacity, as far as anyone can tell, but he's bringing in $82,994. So almost $83,000. For I don't know what, and you don't know what. And on top of that, his son, David Wilson, is employed there. And it has to be revealed on the document here, on this Internal Revenue Service Form 990, if any, what they call, interested persons are being paid from this organization. His son, David Wilson, was paid last year in 2016 about $112,000 for what he does. And he started out 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I believe it was in the 60s or 70s. So this guy is bringing in much, 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 much more than probably 99% of any people in the United States of America who try to make a living, because he's the son of this Arthur Wilson fella who had probably brought in millions and millions and millions of dollars. I know his last full year there at the DAV, he was bringing in, and that was a lot at the time. I think that was like almost $400,000. But this Burgess now has not only passed the salary of the President of the United States, who probably has a few more duties than Burgess does, but Burgess is now on his way to $1 million. He's passed the $500,000 threshold. He's on his way to $1 million. Steve, let the listeners know your views about these incomes.
Well, first off, you have to look at these people. Half of them, or maybe all of them, are not even disabled American veterans. They're hired guns. They're not disabled. It says disabled American veterans. I'm a disabled American veteran. You are. Not these people. And they're drawing in the money. It's a shame. but nobody cares. And that's what bothers me. Nobody cares. It's like nobody wants to step on a hot wire, because as soon as the name goes, disabled American veterans, oh, they got to be good. They're 100 years old. When they started out 100 years ago, they were all disabled American veterans who came out of the First World War. These people aren't really disabled American veterans. And they get away with it because the people don't know. A lot of them don't even care. It comes to the point where you get so discouraged thinking about these people and what they're doing, but nobody seems to care. You can care. I can care. But the average Joe on the street, he don't know any better. He turns around, oh, the Disabled American Veterans, wonderful organization, or the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, they all pull down disgusting salaries. Take the money and give it to the veterans. But they don't do that. You don't see them marching in the street. You don't see them going into the street and taking these homeless veterans and getting them shelter. Every couple of months, the Disabled American Veterans sends out a newsletter. And of course, at the end, there's a piece of paper to fill out that when you die, you'll donate your money to them so they can have more money to run around. That's why I left the DAV, why you left the DAV, because it's a corrupt organization. They're corrupt. They talk about the mafia. They're as bad as the mafia. Because as far as I'm concerned, they're responsible for killing people. How do they kill people? Look how many disabled veterans who go to these veterans' hospitals and can't get served and they die on the waiting list. You don't see them writing about that. Did you ever notice? They don't write about that in the newspapers. They don't write about it in their own newspaper. These people are self-serving. That's all they're interested in is money. And they have a good hook to catch the public. Oh, we're the disabled American veterans. We're helping the veterans. Well, if you help the veterans, why don't you give back all your money and give it to the veterans who need the help? If I sound sarcastic, I am. If I sound bitter, I am, because I don't even want to admit anymore that I belong to the disabled American veterans at one time. Because as far as I'm concerned, the only thing disabled about them is their ability to take care of the people.